Sit comfortably, straight, assuming the meditative asana. And also watch the breath to help to stay present. So, Panchakosha Viveka Dhyanam, meditation. To observe each layer. These layers are by functionality and from subtle to gross. Sorry, from gross to subtle. Both pointing out that it's not just at that level. The idea of being separate individual is an idea, not a reality. And also that my identity with it is false. It's just seemingly, like my identity with my car. I drive, I identify with if there's a scratch or something, but really speaking, I'm not, it's just an identity. It's not what I really am. So when I take myself as a physical being, annamaya kosha, we analyze it and see this is annamaya. Made out of food, made out of physical material. This food then is first provided, comes from the mother, then comes from my eating. And the body more than like a solid piece of material, more like a wave. Every moment, what material is part of it, what isn't, is changing. And a wave isn't an independent entity, depends on the water. Wave is always part of the ocean, not an independent thing. So really speaking, there's the ocean, there's the material universe, material totality, Anna Brahma. There's no real separate individual one. Any other entity or object? Potentially, part of that is me in a moment, part of me is that in a moment. We're made out of the same thing. Then when I look closer at myself as a physical being, every part of the physical body made out of physiological functions, constantly changing, constantly building and changing each and every part. So really speaking, there's no anatomy, there's only physiology. Anatomy is like a snapshot. But a snapshot is just one point in time, it's not a reality. Reality is the movement through time. So really speaking, there's no annamaya, there's pranamaya. The annamaya made out of pranamaya, made out of physiological functions or out of energy. So really speaking, I'm not a physical entity, I'm a physiological or energy entity. All the physiological functions are universal functions, just like the electricity coming through the wall, not independent. It's like the force behind the waves is the same force. Also, when you look on the energy level, you can't see the separation myself and other things on energy level. One, continuous flow of energy, the whole world. So on pranamaya level also, there's prana brahma, universal energy, not really individual. One continuum. And if I look closer at myself as pranamaya, everything is experienced through thought. Without thought, I wouldn't experience anything. I live in a world of my thinking. Any sensation goes through the mind. From the mind, then I know it's there. So really speaking, I'm a thought being, manomaya, not an energy being. Otherwise, dream wouldn't seem real to me. Dream is only a thought. Seems so real. So again, as a thought being, thinking is a process. It's a functionality. Universal functionality happens in many places. So there's some universal functionality behind. Universal mind. All the minds, like waves in the universal mind. You pull up the web page, it's coming from that server. All the people getting from the same one. Similar. So on thought level also there's mano brahma, there's not mano maya kosha. Form the thought individual. And if I go more subtle, I see there's no thought without the intellect, distinguishing between two things. I'm not the thought, I'm the thinker. I'm not doing, I'm the doer. Every thought is a distinguished, many, many small distinguishing between different things, like binary code. So really this way I'm vijnanamaya, vijnanamaya kosha, vijnanamaya atma, the intellectual individual. Whatever I'm in essence has to be there all the time, that's my essence. But in deep sleep, no intellect. And also, a functionality, meaning there's some universal principle behind it. Hiranyagarbha, universal mind or intellect. Manifests in me, manifests in others. So an intellectual level, no vijnana maya kosha, vijnana brahma, universal intellect. Within me there's a restlessness that I want to know, want to separate things. When I drop that, then I'm just content. Ananda. I'm content, joyful. Between thoughts, between distinction, intellectual distinction of things, that quiet moment or moments, I'm at peace. This is experiential joy, experiential contentment, anandamaya kosha, the deep sleep. Longest portion I've experienced this usually. This joy contentment comes in gradations. I am not something in gradation, I just am as I am. Something that's experienced and in gradations isn't myself. It depends on myself, the awareful being. So the base of this experiences my self-consciousness, Brahman. Experiential ananda, experiential joy, is limited time, place. I myself, Brahman consciousness, is not gradated, a gradation or an experience. I'm a conscious being on whose base the experience can take place. So I as the conscious being is not fathomable, not measurable. Then it becomes some sort of experience I try to grasp onto. Moment I try to qualify, then I limit it with my thought, or with my intellect, or with experience. All the others depend on my being conscious being, to see, to think, to feel. I have to be a conscious being. My being a conscious being doesn't depend on these. I'm the unfathomable, immeasurable base, conscious base of the experience.
Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vashishyate.